the bleeding cat has mewed.
Thrust and whack the head pig wide.
Heartier cries, his time.
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw. Toad that under cold stone, days and nights has 31 sweltered venom sleeping got. Boiled out first in the charmed pot. Double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Fill it of a face, mate. In the cauldron boil and bake.
Eye of newt and toe of frog. Wool of bat and tongue of dog.
Adder's fork and blind worm skin. Lizard's leg and howling wing.
For a charm of powerful trouble.
Like a hell rock, boil and bubble.
Double toil and trouble.
Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm is firm and good.
By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes.
How now, you secret black and midnight hag? What is to do?
A deed without a name.
I conjure you by that which you profess. However you come to know it, answer me. Though you untie the winds and let them fight against the churches, though the yesty waves confound and swallow navigation up, though palaces and pyramids do slope their heads to their foundations, though the treasure of nature's germins tumble all together, even till destruction sicken. Answer me, someone I ask.
Sweet demand.
We'll answer.
That's rather hear it from our mouths, or from our masters.
Call them. Let me see them.
Our evil sow's blood that hath eaten her nine farrow, grief that sweaten from the murderer's gibbet, throw into the flame. Come high or low,
thyself and office.
Tell me, thou unknown power.
He knows thy thought. Hear his speech, but say thou naught.
Macbeth, beware Macduff, beware the thane of fight. Dismiss me, enough.
Whate'er thou art, for thy good caution, thanks. Thou hast harped my fear aright, but one word more.
He will not be commanded. Here's another, more potent than the first.
Bold and resolute, laugh to scorn the power of man, for none of woman born shall harm
Macbeth. Then live, Macduff. What need I fear of thee? But yet I'll make assurance double sure, and take a bond of fate. Thou shalt not live, and I may tell pale-hearted fear it lies, and sleep in quiet thunder. What is this? The glass is like the issue of a king, and wears upon his baby brow the round and top of sovereignty.
Listen, but speak not to it.
Fly nettled, proud, and take no care who chats, fret, or where conspirers are. Macbeth shall never vanquish thee, until great Birnam Wood, the high Dunsinane Hill, shall come against him.
That will never be. Who can impress the forest? Bid the tree unfix his earth-bound roots. Sweet bones. Good. Rebellious dead rise never till the wood of Birnam rise. And our high-placed Macbeth shall live the lease of nature, pay his breath to time and mortal custom. Yet my heart throbs to know one thing. Tell me, if your art can tell so much, shall Banquo's issue ever reign in this kingdom?
Seek to know no more.
I will be satisfied. Deny me this, and an eternal curse fall on you. Let me know.
Show his eyes, and grieve his heart. Come like shadows, so give heart.
Thou art too like the spirit of Banquo, thou. Thy crown, the seer, my rival. And thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first. The third is like the former. Filthy hags, why do you show me this? The fourth, starred eyes. What will the line stretch out to the crack of doom? Another yet. A seventh. I see no more. And yet, the eighth appears. Who bears a glass which shows me many more. Banquo smiles upon me and points at them for his. What is this so?
Aye, sir. All this is so.
Where are they? Gone? Oh. Let this pernicious hour stand high and curse it in the calendar.
Come in without there. What's your grace's will?
So are you the weird sisters?
No, my lord.
I came here not by you.
No, indeed, my lord.
Infected be the air whereon they ride, and damned all those that trust them.
I did hear the galloping of horse. Who was came by?
It is two or three, my lord, that bring you word. Macduff has fled to England.
Fled to England?
Aye, my good lord.
Time now anticipates my dread exploits. The flighty purpose never is o'ertook unless the deed go with it. From this moment, the very firstlings of my heart shall be the firstlings of my hand. And even now, to crown my thoughts with acts, be it thought and done. The castle of Macduff I will surprise, seal upon fife, give to the edge of the sword his wife, his babes, and all unfortunate souls that trace him in his line. No boasting like a fool, this deed I'll do before this purpose cool. But no more sights.
Well, here are these gentlemen. Come, bring me where they are.
My lord.